Good morning, this is Sister Mona. I pray that any sister that's today is listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray, Father, I just ask for any sisters listening today, for her salvation, her safekeeping, and for her to bear fruit for your glory. Anything spiritually dangerous for her to be, that's spiritually dangerous to her, that it's removed, and that I ask the same thing for any loved ones that she's praying for. Ask all these praise voices in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so talking about going through Isaiah 33 and talking about times of judgment, about understanding, okay, what's going on. Where it says, you'll not, let me get it out. He says, thou shalt not see a fierce people, a people of a deeper speech that thou canst perceive, of a stammering tongue that thou canst understand, okay? Understanding what's going on, okay? How God, creates evil, okay, for a purpose, okay, it has a job to do, okay, but then also understanding that you are, your flesh is Satan, it's in line with Satan, okay, it's under his chain of command, okay, that the Lord loves us, okay, but you have to understand that his love is displayed through Christ Jesus and salvation, okay, and that that what's moving upon, okay, the whole world is this flattery that scripture prophesies about, okay, where the definition of love is that you're good, okay. This is going to be so important, because if you don't understand this, okay, you are going to get, when these things start to happen and you start to see the wrath of God dispensed, okay, you are going to see him bringing people into a knowledge of the truth, okay, that they are evil. And that's a really hard process to watch, okay? You're going to have to watch them come down, okay, and be humbled, okay? And what you're going to find is that if you try and tell people prior to this, okay, that this stuff that's out there and in the church, okay, the New Age movement, which is satanic, okay, is in the church, and it's part of the falling away. It's the whole reason why, okay, you have pastors that think that they can preach by just going to Bible college, okay? If they don't fully understand their own evil and wickedness, okay, and they're not terrified of their very selves, okay, and see how abhorrently evil they are, okay? Because when you're that way, what happens is then you put all your faith and all your trust in Christ Jesus and his Holy Spirit within you to tell you what to do every day. It's a place of humility. And when that's very real in your heart, you can't fake it, okay? When it's very real in your heart, and all of your faith and all of your hope and all of your trust is in the Holy Ghost to teach you every day, then you're able to bear fruit, okay? Then you're a vessel for him, okay? But when you have men, okay, and women, okay, in the church, that don't see themselves that way, that think that there's something good about themselves, that are receiving this stuff. When you look at the New Testament, okay, you have people crying out to the apostles, what must we do to be saved? What must we do to be saved? They know they're in trouble. You don't hear anybody when Jesus is calling people evil going, hey, you know what? You're hurting my self-esteem. Okay. Arguing with them. Like, yeah, we're evil. Why? They've got years, okay, hundreds and hundreds of years of testament against them, showing them with blood sacrifices that they know what sin is. They know who they are. Okay? They're aware of it. Now, getting them, the Jews, away from trusting on the law was an issue, okay? But in terms of them knowing and understanding the wrath of God, okay, just all around, not only with the Jews, but other places too. You say, you hear them, what must we do to be saved, okay? Even when he's, Paul's dealing with a Gentile in the prison, okay? They know, okay? That's not the case today. How many people do you know got saved because they know they're on their way to hell? Most people get saved because their life is falling apart, they need help, but in their soul, they don't really believe in hell. Okay. The whole world is proud. The Bible prophesies about this. Okay? The Holy Spirit's got to teach us, okay, that we're evil and we're on our way to hell. Okay? But if you've got men and women whose whole faith and everything they've got is not placed in the Holy Spirit, okay, a little leaven loveth the whole lump, that's what Scripture says, then they, as they believe that they've got something good within them, then they do things upon their own understanding, which is do things like not talk about the whole gospel, eliminate certain stuff they think will offend people because they think they know better than the Bible, and that's pride, and they're teaching it to the church, and that's the way that the church is now, and they've got a bunch of their own works. So many Christians do things today because they think they're good. Okay? They think they're good. It's a religious system. They're not broken inwardly. Okay? And trusting and believing with their whole heart that they are Satan. That's the truth. Very few Christians believe that they are Satan. Okay? That they are fully in line with Satan, abhorrently evil and wicked in truth. Really, they might say it, but they don't show it in their deeds and in their fruit and in their works because they don't depend on the Holy Spirit for their very breath. Because when you believe you're evil, that's what you'll do. You're scared of yourself. That verse, I'm sorry, that quote that I read the other day, if that doesn't scare you, you got some issues. It should. It should scare you. And there are people who say, well, that means you're not having faith. No, that's not true. It is to have faith. If you hear that, and it frightens you, okay? It means you have faith in the Spirit and not yourself. Because what happens is just like Peter, okay, who slept before Christ went to the cross, didn't feel that need, that inward humility, okay, to pray, I'm in trouble, I'm not going to make it. Let me hit that floor and ask for help, okay? If when you hear things like this moving and they're so seductive, okay, that quote is so seductive. It's so nice. It's so nice. What a nice person. Oh boy, that's a nice thing to say. That's so much, so loving. Oh boy. when you hear things like that, okay, if you're filled with Spirit, you're gonna get a sense of jerking inside to bring you to your knees, a sense of fear inside. And that's the Holy Ghost. That's good fear, because you'll hit that floor and what'll happen? Okay? What'll happen? All right? You'll ask for help and you'll receive it. You'll receive it and you'll be okay then. That's the safe way. The other way is you can just believe, I'm fine. I'm not really worried about it. I know I'll be okay. And you know what's going to happen? You will be okay. Because faith works. Having faith works. But you know how it's going to happen? You're going to fall flat on your face. You're going to fall flat on your face. He's going to bring you to a place. That's how the Lord will respond to your faith in that way. And he'll say, yes, you will be okay. And I'm going to teach you that you need to humble yourself before me. And you need to ask for my Spirit because you don't know anything. And you don't. That's what he says. Jesus Christ says, without me, ye can do nothing. Okay? You can't overcome that type of stuff on your own. You cannot. It's deceptive. And you're going to see it move. You're going to see it. And it's going to war against the Holy Ghost. It is going to war against the Holy Spirit within you. My beloved sisters, you need to get ready. When this place starts to burn with a vehement flame, okay? Smoke and ashes. And it's blasphemy. And it's mocking of God. And it's continual unrepented sin is answered. Because God is not mocked. He's just patient and waiting for his church to get ready. When his wrath is dispensed upon this country like a thief in the night, and you see people in utter pain and their whole lives are coming crashing down around them, that stuff is going to war against the Holy Spirit. It's going to war against him, and it's going to try and mix up your mind real bad, and you need to get ready. It's going to tell you you're not loving. You're not doing what you're supposed to do, Christian. Okay? It's going to try and judge you. And it's the devil. And you're going to have a hard time telling between the two. If you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, you need to prepare yourself. Okay? You need to prepare yourself with prayer. And I'll leave it there for today. Father, I ask for any sister that's starting her day that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the fruit of the Spirit, and loving and glorifying you. It's all these prayers, my son, Jesus' name, amen.